RTL Original Podcast.
Hello there and welcome to Song 2, the podcast where we kind of lay out on the line that the second song on an album is the best or most important. We've had 5 seasons of this and we are still a ways off from convincing the whole wide world that the second song is indeed the best track on the album. Anyway, this week we've got Jack Savoretti, whose album We Will Always Be The Way We Were is due for release in just a couple of weeks. There is an interview I've done with Jack that's available on RTL Play On Demand, Parts 1 and Part 2. The chat is well worth your time, even if you're not necessarily a Jack Savoretti fan, like his son. You'll have to listen to the interview to find out what I mean. Here, though, are Jack's thoughts on the Song 2 theory.
That night we met, I can't forget. We talked till the morning. When the sun came up, no, we couldn't stop.
Hi, I'm Jack Savoretti, and you're listening to RTL Today Radio.
Kissing in the rain.
I run a podcast called Song 2. In that podcast, I ask musicians and artists about the importance of a song. The argument is that the second song on an album is the best or most important. So, Jack Savoretti, do you agree or disagree that the second song on an album is the best or most important? And if not, why not?
Is the second song on an album the most important? I love this question, man, because the second song... Can I speak about my album?
Or? Yes, of course.
The second song on my album is probably the most important to me. It's not the best song on the album or whatever, but it's a letter I wrote to my father after he passed away. It was 2 years later. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning and I found myself sat alone at a bar and I wrote a letter to him. And a friend of mine had just lost his mother quite recently and I sent him this letter to him. And he wrote to me and he said, we've got to put this into a song, mate. And so we did. And that's the second song on my album. And I love how you asked that because I always try to sneak, if you go back to any of my albums, song number 2, and again, Words Matter, it's not the best song on the album, but they are usually the most important message of the album. I have to agree with you 100%.
And how much importance do you place on track listing? I know we talk about the ebbs and flows and the narrative, but are you heavily involved in how the album is sequenced?
I'm obsessed. And sometimes I feel like silly because I don't know how many people listen to albums anymore in that. I mean, I don't even listen to some of my favorite bands. I don't really listen to it from top to bottom. Like, there's only a handful of acts that I'll do that with. But otherwise, I sometimes, you know, but I do. I love a narrative, hence what I do. But I also love albums. And I've been forced to love albums, like I said, because I've never really had that sort of one song that's changed my life. It's always been records. Albums really matter to me. And it's kind of how I protect the song. I don't know if that makes sense, but like if I feel like all the safety in numbers, I've never been that guy. I never really set out to write that big song. I always set out to write that great fucking album. Sorry, I don't know if I can swear. That's like the thing I get up in the morning to do, is to make a great record, not necessarily the song. It is what it is. That's just my personal thing.
Lost myself in a wishing well. Wish that I had someone to tell all these things I've done.
So yeah, track listing matters so much to me. We just had an argument actually because I had put a track listing that didn't work on a record because of the timings, the quality was getting lost, and I had to switch something. And I really fought against it, but then we made the switch and it works a treat. It was actually better than my original. So sometimes things, you know, happen for a reason and all that, but yeah, track matters, it matters. I've been making mixtapes since I was about 10 years old. So like, that shit really matters to me.